Now, I have something along this line in keeping with the message, we see Jesus. I want to talk now to just those in this audience that come here and you're on the brink of falling into a pit of despair. I'm talking to people who are overwhelmed by a situation, either in their own lives or in their family. It could be unemployment. It could be pain, sickness. Maybe a crisis that's come to you and your family. And you've just come to the end of it. You say, well, that's not me. I thank God for that. But I don't think I'm talking just a few. I have a devotional blog, I guess they call it, on the internet. Reaches all over the world. And so we get hundreds and hundreds of emails. And folks, I've never heard of so much suffering in my 58 years of preaching. And it gets overwhelming at times. And so I'm not talking to just a few. And I'm not preaching a sermon. I want to talk to you about things the Holy Ghost is teaching me. And the Holy Ghost wants to teach you. I'm talking about a child of God that's gone through so much suffering. There's a phrase that, and I don't know how to explain it better, hitting the wall. You've hit the wall. And just overwhelmed. You say to yourself, it's one battle too many. As you know, we were in Florida for a couple of months. And Gwen, pardon the personal, to talk to you personally, but I know what I'm telling you is from the Lord. Gwen was feeding a lump in a clavicle, and it was paining and throbbing, and so we went to a clinic, and they did a sonogram, and they'd come back with a report and say there's a mass. And in Gwen's mind, mass, she's heard it so many times, it was always cancer. And I had no words. We somehow managed to get to the car. And I said, honey, I'm numb. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to pray. She said, dude, I can't handle this one. I've lost my fight. I just lost my fight.